Now, on Friday, Paddy McKillen Jr. succeeded in having an examiner appointed to Skellig's Chocolate, offering the business a temporary shield from its creditors for 100 days. Shaklaudy na Skellig Áitiúrnta, the company behind the business, is cash flow insolvent. This was revealed in court on Friday, with debts of around 2.7 million euro, including over 900,000 euro owing to the revenue commissioners. This was heard in the Dublin Circuit Court. It was profitable up to 2022, but has made a loss each year since then. The court was told market conditions and cost pressures are the source of the firm's difficulties, particularly global inflation, the cost of inputs for chocolate, supply chain disruptions post-COVID, and rising energy costs as well. With me on the line to talk about this is Fianna Fáil councillor in the area, Councillor Norma Moriarty. Councillor Moriarty, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme. This isn't the first time we've been talking about Skellig Chocolates and the concern over the wider organisation of the hospitality group run by Paddy McKillen Jr. We had understood in February that perhaps maybe the worst was over for Skellig Chocolate and its future was secure. And I know that employees were told that, you know, all was grand and we had the prospect of expansion at the company. But that's not the situation now, is it?
You're correct. I am very concerned about this and concerned by as concerned as everybody locally. We're repeating ourselves here by emphasising how important these jobs are to our local community. You know, those jobs keep family households going. They're extremely important. We've always been very proud of this company and what it represents, you know, in terms of South Kerry being a go-forward place to live and work and to rear your family. What I've been told in relation to the examinership is very much as you would have outlined there, that it's an opportunity for the company to restructure, maybe to get some debt write down and write off. I've also been told that no small suppliers are being impacted by that, that the small suppliers are working away with the company and that those bills are being missed. So it's just extremely important that we make sure that because we know that the core business here is solid. And again, I keep repeating this and keep emphasising this because it is a fact. The core business is solid. Notwithstanding, there have been times where there have been challenges. And I'm not talking about COVID now because it managed to work its way through COVID. But you covered yourself there, and it was about a year and a half ago where, you know, the cost of cocoa was, you know, putting pressure on all chocolatiers and all chocolate companies. So those kinds of challenges it had to meet like any other trader in this business, and it met them. It has a fantastic workforce. There was a considerable amount of debt raised against it in terms of a wider McKillen battle that they had and challenges that they had. The statement, the press release, does talk about the fact that they've worked might remain to secure an awful lot of jobs and an awful lot of other elements of its business empire. But I've also been told that they are very conscious of the importance of this factory. While these number of jobs might be minuscule in comparison to the over, you know, was it about 3,000 they referenced in their statement, they understand their impact in terms of the local community. They understand that it would be absolutely devastating for us from, you know, that jobs perspective, but also the tourism perspective. There's, while you have 25 to 35 direct jobs, you have a considerable more knock-on jobs, if you like, or ancillary jobs that feed off it as well. So I've been assured that they are conscious of that and that they understand that this is not an ordinary business that you can simply, you know, sell on our asset strip, that it has a very, very significant place in our community. And it's a community.
It's 30 years. It's 1996 since this happened. This company has been profitable for years up until the last couple of years, until really it was taken over. That's the reality of the situation. And it's connected to, you'd have to imagine, it's connected to the wider turbulence and controversy surrounding Paddy McKillen's hospitality empire and the amount of times he's been in court and restructuring processes and all of that.
Well, look, I mean, you'd have to be, you know, the fact of the matter is, it is part of that wider portfolio that they have. Therefore, once that portfolio is involved in the turbulence, as you referenced there, then of course it's going to be impacted by that. I don't think there's any gainsaying that. But from our perspective, it is we are constantly trying to emphasise the point that this company has a future, these jobs should be protected, the brand needs to be protected, but it also, and this is the crucial thing, it has got to be protected in situ. It has to be in the Glen, it has to be in St. Finian's Bay, it has to be in South Kerry.
Would your fear be that in this process, in order to save the company, if it goes that way, to get out of examinership successfully, if somebody comes in and says, well, I'll buy the brand, I'll buy the client book, but I'm not going to make chocolates in St. Finian's Bay?
That would be the nightmare scenario. To us, that would be devastating, absolutely devastating. And we have to do everything we possibly can, in as much as we can, which is emphasising how devastating that would be, alerting people to that fact and making sure that people realise the success of the brand is, yes, the actual chocolate itself, but it's the story of the chocolate, where it's made, how it's made, the location it's made in. They're crucial to us as well. And again, this is not just a commodity, you know, that you take away and you buy off any shelf. It is the experience of going to see where the chocolate is made. It's just the whole narrative around it is extremely important. And we would be absolutely loath to lose it. It will be utterly devastating for us to lose it. So if it's to remain in its current ownership, we would implore them to continue to operate and work here and to ensure that it can, as much as possible, go back to the circumstances that allowed it to trade quite profitably, and indeed for them to acquire it completely unencumbered by any sort of debt. Or if they are to sell it on, that it would be sold on to an entity that is 100% guaranteeing that you continue to operate in South Kerry. That's the crucial thing.
That's the crucial point about it. Okay, Norma, listen, we're going to leave it there. We'll see what happens over the course of the next, I suppose, effectively 3 months of this process, this examinership process in relation to that. We'll keep a close eye on it. But thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about it in the programme. The statement coming in, as Norma Moriarty referenced there, says, part of it says that Skellig's has traded in St. Finian's Bay in Ballinskellig's for 30 years. This is a remote part of Ireland. Has very little all year round employment. Skellig's employs 25 people all year round and is a vital employer in such a rural and remote environment. The visitor experience at the factory contributes greatly to the local tourism economy, bringing visitors from all over the world. We hope that the examinership process is successful and we'll do everything we can to make this very important local business succeed long into the future. So that's the statement from the company and from the group behind the company as to what's happening with this examinership process, and they're saying it's part of a broader group restructuring brought about by the severe destabilising impact of the government-imposed COVID-19 lockdowns. This is followed by a period of soaring inflation, supply chain increases and a very sharp price rise in interest rates. I'm not sure if you can go back that far in terms of what's exactly happening here, but that's what the company are saying.